Okay, so we're continuing our discussion. We began yesterday regarding Pasakum. Just to review, the Mishnah in Maseches Avodah Zarah, that's in the source sheets in the very beginning, source number one on Daf Lamed Hamed Beis, the Mishnah mentions that among the things that Chazal answered, which were relating to something prepared by or used by a goy, is pas, bread that was baked by a goy. And as we explained, or Rashi explains, that this was answered because of a concern for social interaction, which would lead to chasnas, which would lead to intermarriage. If a Jew and a non-Jew become too friendly, so there's always concern for intermarriage. Doesn't mean you can't have any association. But food is a great divide. I mentioned yesterday, people go out to eat, they go out to drink. And as a result, sometimes people will not be able to contain themselves, and one thing will lead to another, etc. So that's why that's the background for Pasakum. But we had some discussion that maybe the Xer of Pasakum was repealed, or at least partially repealed. That was revoked. Why? Well, we find, for example, that listed in the Mishnah as well is Shemen Akum, olive oil manufactured by a non-Jew. Olive oil was a very basic food that was eaten back then, perhaps less basic today, just even as pasta is less basic today. But olive oil was used for foods, for salads, for other things, and also was used in the cooking process, like a no-stick type of material. So we'd use it to cook in pots and pans. We didn't have Teflon pans. So olive oil was something very basic. And the Gemara discussed that this was repealed based on the idea that Ein Gozrin Gzeira LaTzibur Elam Ken Rov HaTzibur Yachol Lamod Bo. It became impossible. It never took. Okay, the Gzeira and Shemen was simply something that people couldn't cope with, and therefore it was repealed. And the question is, what's the story with Pasakum? Was Pasakum also repealed? So we went through yesterday some stories, some anecdotal information in the Gemara, indicating whether the Isser of Pasakum was revoked or repealed or not. And based on a story with Rebbe, again, I'm jumping ahead, but this was in Aleph Beis that we started yesterday, the Gemara Lamed Vav Min Aleph. The Gemara talks about what happened with Shemen, and earlier on Lamed Hamed Beis, the discussion about Rebbe, that he was out in the field someplace in some rural area, and it seems like he did say Pasakum was okay. On the other hand, maybe he was only talking when there was no Pas Yisrael available at that time. Different recollections of the story, whenever you have a Maaseh Rav type of story in the Gemara, you have to know who's seeing it, who's reporting it. And there's also Yerushalmi that said that perhaps it was a mistake, but it came out with the Chaya Nefesh, bread is so important. So there's a little bit of a confusion, and we left off with yesterday, as to whether the Gzeira of Pasakum remains in full force, or there are certain leniencies. And really you have, as we'll see in a moment, today, we'll see different shitas in the Rishonim, exactly how this played out. Okay, there were some who hold that, this is a Gzeira Chachamim, it was never repealed. You have to learn the Gemaras, have you learned the Gemaras, but it was never repealed, it was never revoked. Okay, that's certainly how the Rambam seems to. I really forgot to print. But if you look in the, I don't think it's in the Marma Comus, but I'll read it to you now. The Rambam in Parak Yud Zayin, of Ilchas Machalosaurus Halacha Tez, the Rambam writes, V'yeisham Dor Machem, Osur Osan Chacham, again, I don't think this is in the sheets, I forgot to print it. But he read, there's certain things that Chacham Asur, Afopi Shein Li Surin Ikram in the Torah, even though there's nothing in the Torah, again, we're talking clearly, but there's no problem here with non kosher ingredients, it's not a problem with the food. To keep some sort of, today we talk about social distancing. What is this original social distancing? Okay, the original social distancing was Chazal felt that there should be little limited social interaction between Jews and non-Jews. And Ve'elohein, we're not supposed to drink with wine with goyim, even though there's no problem of yayin nesek. It's not avodah zarah. It's not wine that they use as some sort of libation for some kind of religious service. But just again, because people, when they get together in a social context, go out for drinks and they drink wine. So the Chazal say, don't drink wine of a non-Jew. Also lechol piton. And not allowed to eat bread baked by Andrew Obishule, and it's something that they cook. We discussed yesterday why there's a separate category of Pasakum and Bishulakum. Both seem to do the same thing. Tikkun Ochla, I mentioned yesterday, when it comes to Hilchos Shabbos, Malacha number 11 on the list of the 39 malachas is Ofer. It includes not only baking, includes cooking too. Why here do we need two separate things? Okay. And and the Rambam says it's not a matter, oh, we're afraid maybe they're using a non-kosher pot to someone that they previously cooked something else. That's not the issue, even if we're not, none of those issues. So the Rambam seems to lump Pasakum together with Bishalakim, together with Stam Yenam, and doesn't indicate that there's any, you know, that the Xer is enforced and finished. Later on, we'll see, okay, the Rambam does mention Yesh Mekomos. Okay, the Rambam says there are some places. There are some places where they're lenient about it, but we'll come back to that. But for the time being, it looks like, and that's how that's really one opinion that emerges in the Gemara, that basically the issue remained in effect. The Gemara says, and I forgot to bring the Amfratim part of the Gemara, that Rabbi Simloi. And we'll see it in the Rishonim in a second. That's not so terrible. I didn't print it. We'll see it in the Rishonim. But Rabbi Simloi had a conversation with Behuda Nasiya. He was his assistant. I'm assuming it's Behuda Nasiya, not Rabbi Behuda Anasi. We talked about that yesterday also. Said that we should really repeal the Gzer of Pasakum, but he didn't want to do it because in principle he said it was okay. Okay, and it was in principle was okay, but he didn't want to do it because then we'd be known as the lenient bezin, so to speak, and people are going to think we're undoing all kinds of laws. It was more of a kind of like I don't want to say a little plug exactly, but it was just sort of this is on Lamed Zayin and Aleph, by the way. Okay, so after they rescinded or revoked the Issur of Shemen Akum, he wanted to do Pas Akum also. Similarly, said the same thing, and Abhudah Nasi or Abhudah Nasi, whichever one it was, said that we'd be known as the Bezin, it's a matter of everything, and that's not good, it'll mislead people, and so on, which means in principle he was willing to, but he didn't do it. So there are some who say, therefore, that the whole Issur remains completely in effect. Then we saw other Gemaras that said, well, no, there were some leniencies, okay? One leniency, the famous leniency is if you bought the bread from a guy, but he's a baker, pas palter. Palter is a baker, Nachtom is a baker. Okay, so pas palter means it was prepared for commercial distribution, as opposed to a guy baking the bread for you. This does for a living, he's a baker. Okay, so you go to the store and you buy a loaf of bread, you don't know who baked it, and the baker doesn't know you. And even if you know the person, but he didn't bake it for you, that's what he does. That's called pas palter. So some are lenient with regards to pas palter. Others say, again, all these opinions are in the Gemara. We saw yesterday. Look it over again in the sheets. The Gemara of Avodah Zarah, Lamed Beis. Some say, well, pas palter only works. Okay, this was pas palter only works. If there's Lekka Palter Yisrael, there's no Jewish baker around. No choice. Bread is a staple of life. There's no Jewish baker around. Then we have a leniency of pas palter. That's the opinion on Lamed Beis of Rabbi Chelbo. Okay, maybe we should look at that again, because just by way of... clarifying, let's turn again to source number. You have the sheets. The source number 27. Okay. Because first you have the statement of Amar of Kana Rabbi Yochanan, pas lo hutra bebezdin. Okay. Rabbi Yochanan, in this position, according to Rabbi Kana, says it was never mat, was never heter. Now we can stay over here. They never revoked it. Okay. Michlal Dika Mandashar. If you had to say that, that means somebody thought it was revoked. And because you have this story of Yosef. Saw Yosef, and some says Shmuel Bar Yehuda said, right? Pamachas Yotza Rebbe Lasoda, and so on and so forth. Okay, and then he had a different version of the story. We'll skip down to Rav Yosef Tamar of Shmuel Bar Yehuda, fourth line there of 27. Lo kacha ma'isel amar pamachas halach Rebbe l'mokum echad v'ra pas dochol k'tamidim. They didn't raise enough bread. Amar Rebbe ain't kan palter kisura amlamar palter v'chovim. Okay, some say that basically what that means is that the Xer remained in effect. When Rebbe remarked, oh, there's no baker here, so something, oh, it must mean there's no baker, even a non-Jewish baker, implying that if there would be a non-Jewish baker, he'd be able to buy his bread. And so the Gemara says, no, Ulo Omar El Palta Yisrael, meant there's no Jewish baker. He's never wanted to allow non-Jewish bakers. So, therefore, according to this view, as I said before, and that's what the Rambam seems to say, by lumping Pas Palter together with Pasakum, the Xer of Pasakum together with Bishalakum and Stam Yenam, then that was never repealed. That's what comes out. But Rav Chelbo, Afilama Andamar Palter of Kochavim, even those who say that Pas Palter is okay, it's mutter, Lo Amar El Deleka Palter Yisrael. Even those who understood Lahakel, who learned from that story of Rebbe, no, he was allowing, Pitaka was allowing paspalta. The din was revoked if it's bread baked by a baker for commercial use, but that's only true Beleka Palti Yisrael. And that's Reb Chalbo. You see, Reb Chalbo said it's only a heter if the Leka Palti Yisrael. And then Reb Yochanan, okay, and Reb Yochanan says, said, no, it was only in some rural area where you're there temporarily, you know, it's out in the boondock someplace, okay, there were mater palter, pas palter, but in the city, not so, okay. And then the Gemara concluded with the story of Ivo, who seemed to be makel altogether, right? Ivo ate it all together, but they disregarded. They said it's not right. Some say just mean the Talmud Chacham. Anyway, that's the sugya. So you have, as I said, different shitas, whether the and really from one extreme to the other. Really, if you look at that Gemara, that little Gemara that we just went over now in Laman Hanan Bay, source 27, you really have minakotze lakotze. You have one opinion. According to one opinion, it seems that the Isser was never revoked ever. Okay, remained in effect. Rebbe never meant to change anything. You misunderstood what he was trying to say. All he was saying is, isn't there a Jewish baker here? Okay, but that's no implication about allowing paspalter or goy. Okay, and therefore the issue remains in effect. It looks like that a little bit from the Rambam. Okay, the other extreme is you had the behavior of Ivo, thought that it was mutter in Gantz. Okay, in other words, the whole issue was removed. Was revoked, maybe parallel to Shemin. That could be what Ivo thought. Okay. Then you have some middle positions. And no, paspalta is allowed, but paspalta is allowed only if there's no pas Yisrael available, right? The leka palta Yisrael. Or alternatively, it's only allowed out in some rural area where, you know, it's impossible to find stuff and so on, or it's much harder and you're not going to be there for that long or whatever. And the other opinion is that, as opposed to, let's say, in a city. So you see all those shitas in that little Gemara. So now I'd like to look at, so what have we shown him, I have to say about all this. Let's talk, we're up to source 32. Okay, source 32, the Tshuvas HaRosh. And we're going to see as different shitas in Rishonim. So we take a look in the Rosh and Tshuva. Klal Yud Tes Simon Chof in the Tshuvas HaRosh. All right. Shasha'alta Be'inyan Pashal Kusim Rotsalama Dafka Shafu Be'esor Filo Kanam and Ashuk. Okay, somebody asked, what's the story? Is it only if you go over to Goy's house, or even if you bought it from him commercially? What if it's not in the Goy's house, he sent it to you? What if they gave it to me, can I pass it on to somebody else who doesn't know the Goy? You know, these are different questions. She writes, Da, shepas shal kusim neser kamo shlokos. Pas akum the same as bishal akum. V'tarvayal mishum chasnas. The goal is because of to prevent it. As we discussed before, ein lan heter bein bebeis kusi bein bebeis. It doesn't matter whose house you're in. That's what he says. It doesn't matter where you're eating it. But raksha bezin hosiful asur baruchanu v'lo asur el bebeis hakusi. So this position is that maybe it's only the bezin relaxed the issur and said it's only true in the house of the kusi. Okay, that's an important point, but not for us right now. What's more important for us right now is the end. Ubemakom shenago al pi Yerushalmi liknos min apalter v'leso shel balabatim. Okay, those who say that it's okay if it's pas palter, as opposed to shel balabatim, a private person, shel palter mutter b'chol inyan. Then it's mutter no matter what. Afilim kano balabayis menav shel balabay os b'chol inyan lo heter. That's a dividing line, palter versus balabayis. That's what it says. That's what the Rosh mentions in that Tshuva. The Rosh Bo, in two places, okay, the Rosh was just an introductory remark. You take the Rosh Bo in two places, both the Chedusha Rosh Bo, Anat Sugan of Odozor, Lam, and Hayan Beis, and the Bais HaAruch, Bais Gimel Shar Zion, 33 and 34, it's more or less the same thing, okay? He discusses, well, how do we learn this Gemara with Reb Chalbo and Reb Yochanan? Again, to go over, Reb Chalbo limited the heter of Pas Palter is only the Leka Palter Yisrael. There's no Jewish baker around. Then it's mutter from pas to eat pas palter of a goy, okay? The baker's stuff, the commercially baked stuff. Abu Mokum, the ikah palter Yisrael, no. But if there's Jewish baked goods around, then we never had the heter. That's Reb Chalbo. And Reb Yochanan distinguish between when you're in some out in the field someplace besode, Abu Beir lo. Okay, so how do we learn those two things? Reb Chalbo and Reb Yochanan arguing, No, they're two different. They're arguing, or they're really agreeing. He's giving one limitation, so to speak. The other one's giving another limitation. I'm sorry, arguing. So let's take a look at the Rashbo. We'll read the Chiddush Rashbo, 33. Okay, Amar B'chalbo, etc. You have the whole Dibra Maschol on the second line. V'yesh l'faref, l'faref, Rabbi Yochanan lo palig ad B'chalbo. Okay, the Rashbo proposes here that Rabbi Yochanan and B'chalbo are not arguing. There's no machlokas here. Okay, Ela l'tfuya heterah kasi. Okay, they're expanding, so to speak, the heter. Tafilu be'ir, even in a city, in a metropolitan area, right? Kind of, you know, in a city, kol hecha deleka palti Yisrael mipalto avet kochom shavi shari. In other words, he's saying, even in a city, if there's no bread available from a non-Jew, then pas palta is mutter. It doesn't matter whether you're in a field or in a city. Okay, that's because based on a mechalbo. But also Biyochanan lemeima, the Biyochanan says the besode afagav the ikar beira smuchal apalta Yisrael. If you're out in the field, there is a Jewish baker, but not out in the rural area. He's in the nearest town. Still, lo matrichinu le l'shdura mezabim rahu palta Yisrael should be here. Kevin besode mia ein pas palta Yisrael mitzuya. Then you don't have to mitrich him to go to the city, right? So, in other words, basically the position of the Rashbo is that we're makel like Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chelbo. You follow? In other words, we take the heterim of both. All right. In meaning, if there's no palta Yisrael, then it's mutter everywhere, both besada and ba'ir. If there's no palta Yisrael, it's mutter everywhere. Okay. If there is a palta Yisrael, we have the kula in out in the field in a rural area. It's still mutter, even if there is a palta Yisrael nearby. Because according to them, the only time there'll be an iser is an iser to benefit to use the kula of pas palter. The only time there's an iser if there is a Jewish baker and you're in a city where it's easily accessible. You follow what I'm saying? Is that clear to everybody? That's what emerges in the Rashba. Okay. And he says v'chein nir v'dibar Rav Afasizal. Okay, it's Shuzal Hevi Behil Chos Hadik Asim Yishalmi quotes that Yishalmi. Okay, that imamu, they made a mistake, and they had their Quran, and so on. Have we understood that? So I thought, yes, because it's chayin nefesh mashma. Look at the key line here, in the sixth line of 33, in that Rashba, the Chedusha Rashba. The chol hecha, the leker palta Yisrael, he tiru of afilu beir. Okay, mashma, the chol hecha, the leker palta, if there's no bake around, then pas palta mutter, even in a city area. Okay, and then he quotes that Gemara that I mentioned before. Okay, Afal Gav the Lefum Gavar Mashma the Paslo Hutur Bezin Kedamar of Kana. This was Paslo Hitirua. We saw that, and then Uchademir Hasan had other Gemara which I forgot to print. The Mistamech for Ozo Behuda Nesia Kasher Reb Simloi Shamei. Reb Simloi was like the Shamnes, was the assistant to Behuda Nesia. Okay, Omalei Simloi Lo Hayisa Esmoi One Beis Hamedrash Kishin Tano Es Hashemin. Reb Behuda Nesia, again, this is the Gemara I forgot to print, but you see it here, quoted in the Rashba. He says, that's on Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, by the way, if you want to look it up. I apologize, I didn't print it. Okay, but the Rashba quotes it. He says, if Simloi apparently wasn't in the Beis Medrash that day, so we do not sweat in the sea. He said, oh, you missed it. A lot of things happened in the Beis Medrash today. Okay, he gave him a little musar. Oh, you weren't there today. It was a big day. We were Matir Shemin. I remember one time, this years ago, but I wasn't there, but one of the local Rabbonim, he gave a very controversial drusha. It doesn't matter what the subject was. He gave a controversial drusha. So and the shul was like stunned by it. A bunch of years ago. And so a friend of mine, whatever, he dozed off. He fell asleep during the drusha. And there was a very big tumult. He woke up and he said to the guy next, he said, say anything interesting today? He missed the whole thing, the whole tumult. The whole shul was tumbling about it. He missed it. So that's what the Rebbe said to Simloi. He missed the whole tumult. We were matir shemin shal akum today, for the reasons we discussed yesterday, right? But so then Reb Simloi said, Reb Yudon Asiya said, where is it now? Yeah. Amalei Simloi, I said, Mono Beis HaMedrash, Kishitam, Amalei, Biyameinu Tatir Es HaPas, it should also be matir pas akum. They're going to call us the permissive Bezdin, right? The loose Bezdin. They don't want to do it. Okay, now, so it sounds like they weren't, as I said before, it sounds from that Gemara like they weren't. They didn't revoke the Zerah Pas Hakam at all. Obviously, Rechav and Yochanan are understanding that he was Mekel. Okay, but Mikol Mokom, the Shakli, the Tarab, Rechav and Yochanan, Mashmadan, Ahog Baheter. The Rosh Boss says that Gemara, notwithstanding, since Rabbi Yochanan and Chabo were tumbling about this subject, obviously they assumed that it was mutter. Okay. In any event, that's it's the same thing in the Taurus Habayis as well. So according to this view, just again to go over, according to the Rosh Boss, okay, the Rabbi Yochanan and Chabo in effect complement each other. They were makel according to both of them. Meaning, if there's no palta Yisrael, it's mutter, whether in the field or in the city, right? Besada and Ba'ir, in a rural area or in a metropolitan area. No different, no palta Yisrael, plus palta is mutter. If there is a palta Yisrael, besada, it's still mutter. Okay, then it's also Ba'ir. Okay, that's what comes out. Okay, so at the end of the day, again, according to Rosh Boah, out in the field, it's always mutter. In the city, it's mutter as long as there's no pas Yisrael available. But certainly, pas balabayas, that's awesome. The gzera did not disappear entirely. Pas balabayas of a private goy baked it, then for sure it's not mutter. That's the sheet of the Rosh Boah. The run here on the riffin of Elazar Yudanam and Avkan over to Dalam Bays, part of that round we saw before. Look at 35. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Filatam Patra Kamahanam Sarah Irla. Ikaman Domar, some say, the Rabbi Yochanan Alisha Rabchelba Samech, Bitar Teba Ulachumra. Soda vileka palta Yisrael. Okay, the first manda omar, the ika manda omar that the Ran here quotes says the other way. No, the first manda omar, he's saying that we have to have. It's basically we have to be machmir. If Yochanan and Chabah are not complementing each other, we have to be machmir like both. Meaning that it'll come out. And by the way, according to the Beis Yosef, this is what the Ram will hold. Also, I didn't print the Beis Yosef. I'm just telling you. Okay, but there's certainly this ika manda omar in the Ran. Okay, we have to say of like Rabbi Yochanan Chabo l'chumra, meaning almost the reverse of what we said before, that it's only going to be you need to have both tarti bo, you need to have both. It has to be ein palter Yisrael available. There's no pas palter. There's no Jewish baker available, and it has to be in a rural area, not either or, but and. You follow the chilik? Okay, according to the Ran, according to this ikamandam in the Ran. Okay, if there's no palta Yisrael, so taka besada, it's okay. But Be'ir, it's going to be usher, even if there is no palta Yisrael. And if there is a palta Yisrael, it's usher, besada, and Be'ir. So it's mamish, you know, it's the other side. That's the way the ikaman domar. Is everyone with me? You follow? That's the first style. We have to follow Rabbi Chaba and Rabbi Yochanan l'chumra. They need both. The ikaman domar, Rabbi Yochanan lo samach Rabbi Chaba, klal, ela kula mil sotaya bein sada, Be'ir, the besada shar l'olam, Be'ir usher l'olam. Okay? But others say that, no, he says, it means besode, it's always going to be mutter, and the ear, it's always going to be aser, okay? And then you have the middle case, we give you mekel. And he says, that's like the Rashboa, basically. The second one, Norman the Ran, okay? Well, not really, actually, because the second round over in the Ran, this Ikan Man, he himself will say more like the Rashboa at the end, okay? The score of the second round, we could say, all we care about is a B'Yochanan. Okay, all we care about is Yochanan. And then he says, the third approach, and according to the second approach, it just depends on Soda and Ear, and that's it. Okay? In other words, that's all it depends on, according to this second Mandomar. Okay? But according to it's Soda, it's Mutter, Ear, it's Osir. That's the second Ikadamri. That's not the same as Rosh Boah. We follow Rabbi Yochanan. We follow Rabbi Yochanan only. Okay? In other words, it depends on Soda and Ear, period. Okay, in the Soda, it's always Mutter, Pas Palter, and in the Ear, it's always Aser. It doesn't matter whether it's a Jewish baker or not a Jewish baker. That was not Rabbi Yochanan's concern. That was a Chabo, and we disregard it. And then V'yeshal Od Loma, the third approach, he doesn't call this another Ikaman Domer, just as V'yeshal Od, on top of the next page, the Loma, the Yochanan, Lo Palagad of Chabo, that's like the Rosh Boah. V'naktina B'tavaya L'kula, the Besoda L'Ola Mutter, V'yir Mutter B'she'en Shom Palti Yisrael, okay? And then he says, "V'kevan shapas v'ram hu." He said, "Since this whole thing is drabonin anyway, v'od shalom poshu yisur barov yisrael." And since some communities never accepted it first, we saw a royal hakel b'kach. Okay, that is the position of the Ran. So that's like the Rosh Boah. He has three shitas. He has the first ikaman domar that we have to be machmir like a biyochanan chabo l'chumra, that it's mutter only besada and only if there's no palta yisrael available. Everything else is usher. Be'ir, it's also even if ain't palta Yisrael, and if yesh palta Yisrael, it's also besada and be'ir. That's the first mandamar. Second mandamar is just like we only concern ourselves with Yochanan, besada it's mutter, and be'ir it's aser. It doesn't matter whether there is a Palta Yisrael or not a Palta Yisrael available. And the third around the third point in the round is like the Rashba. That's exactly like the Rashba, that we take the Kula, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chalbo, that it ain't Palta Yisrael, it'll be Mutter in the Soda and the ear, and Yesh Palta Yisrael will be Mutter in the Soda and also be ear. Okay, I hope everyone, I'm not saying too fast, but you can go over it again, you can see it. That's how the Shitas line up. Now, he then goes on, the Ron does, and he says, "Av midibei Rambam zal beperek yud zayin mechus machlosos nira dahani lishne pligi kiperish rishon shekosafti." Okay, he says he thinks the Rambam holds that Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chalbo are not agreeing, are not building one off the other, but they're disagreeing. Okay, like the middle position, the second ikamandomer in the Ron, like I said before. Okay, and upas abat, he says. All right, he said, but he seems to hold like Rav Chalbo. The middle position of the Ran, the second Mandomar, he holds it, we follow Rabbi Yochanan. He said, the Rambam makes it dependent only on whether there's Pas Yisrael available. Okay? And really depends how you read the Rambam, honestly. Okay, that's part of the problem. Because the Beis Yosef reads it differently. The Beis Yosef reads the Rambam... The Beis Yosef reads the Rambam like that first Mandomar in the Ran, that they're machlokas, and we have to be machmir, like both. And the Ran reads it like a little differently, because look at the Rambam itself, you can see it. Perek Yitzhak, look at the Beis. I read to you Alachates, where he lumps together, Pas Akum, the Gzer of Pas Akum, together with Stam Yenam and Bishal Akum. Okay, lumps them together as one entity, and therefore it sounds like it was never repealed. But he writes, look at Alachates Beis, 36. This, I didn't forget the print. Afal pi sha'asu pas akum yesh mekomo shmekim adover. Velochim pas hanachtum akum b'makom she'ein sham nachtum Yisrael uvesodem neshu usas adchak. Then a question how to read that line in the Rambam. Okay. According to the way we read this, okay, well, it sounds like, you know, what's the Ram talking about? He says both. He says, we're mekel. Yesh mekoma shemakil. Look careful with the words. Yesh mekoma shemakil and bedover. Belokin pasan achlam. We get nachlam akum. That's palter. A goyish baker. Okay. Bemakom she'ein sham nachlam Yisrael. Uba sode. Okay. In other words, he's taking Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chalbo lechumra. He requires both that ein sham pas palter Yisrael and besode, which was the first manda omar in that Ran. That's the first ikam manda omar in the Ran. The Rabbi Yochanan and Chalbo require both, meaning again to come out practically speaking, according to this approach, and this is where the simple reading of the Rambam. That's how the Beis Yosef learns the Rambam. Okay, that he's saying like Rabbi Yochanan and Chalbo lechumra, like the first sheet in the Ran, and therefore it's only going to be mutter if ein palter Yisrael available and besode. That's a simple reading of the words, okay? But if it's ain't palta Yisrael ba'ir, still usher. Yesh palta Yisrael, besada and ba'ir will be usher. So that's the way he reads. That's the way the Rambam reads to us. However, the Ran apparently had a little bit of a different girsa, okay? And that is the way he read it. I'm going to read it. Look in the words of the Rambam. Okay, he says, "Afal pi shosu pas akum yesh mekamos shemakil v'davar lochem pas akum akum mokum shein shemanachti Yisrael." Instead of the word ubasode, he said ukshera. Ukshera. The bays and the chaf got switched. The dalet and the resh got switched. Ukshera. And it just says ukshera neishishas etchak. So according to this view, the way the Ran's learning, the Rambam is passing that it all depends, like Rav Chalbo, that it all depends whether you know, there is a Palta Yisrael available. That's how he learns it. And then the rest of the Ran, he quotes the Rashba in the Torah Sabbath that he ultimately ends up agreeing with. In any event, so it comes out. Let's summarize it again before we see the Mordechai was another opinion. Okay, so it comes out that according to the Rashba and the Ran, let's summarize it. According to the Rashba and the Ran, if it's besodeh, okay, then it's completely mutter. Whether there's a Palta Yisrael available or not a Palta, that's Besada, Mutter. Okay? Besada is Mutter. In the city, it's also Mutter as long as there's no Pas Yisrael available. And all of this whole Heter is only on Pas Palter and not Pas Balabais. Okay? That's the Rashba and the Ran. And again, the Pasuk, Pasha Pshat is because with Pas Palter, is there's no concern of of chasnas with a palter, okay? Because, you know, it's commercially baked. The Rambam, according to the Ran's understanding, okay, his read, is that whether in the city or in the field, everything depends on Pas Yisrael being available. If there's no Pas Yisrael, it's mutter in the city and in the field, okay? If there's no Pas Yisrael available, and then it's mutter Pas Palta, but again, not Pas Balabayis, right? That's it all depends on that, and that is like Rebbe Chelbo. And then the Rambam, the way we have the Girsa, that's the way the Beis Yosef understood it, you actually need both conditions. You need that, like the first ikadamri in the Ran, the first ikadamri in the Ran, that you need, in effect, that it has to be pas palta, but also has to be in the city, and it has to be no pas yisrael available. Okay, everyone have the shitas lined up? Those are the, again, in a nutshell, those are the different shitas. And again, just to bang it out, all of this depends on how you read these gemaras. It comes out, again, that there are four basic opinions in these rishonim. Okay, some say that pas akum applies across the board, no exceptions. And that might be the sheet of the Rambam, because the Rambam only said, look again in the words in 36 in the Perkaz Alach Yudbeis, Yesh Mekomos. He's not telling you that's what he holds. You see that? And the Rambam says, Yesh Mekomos. There are some places. We already saw yesterday the Tosas that said, you know, that we're not worried about it at all. Right? Where was that again? Where was that Tosas? It was towards the beginning. Think just a moment. Remember, did we do not do that? Yes, I think we did, right? We saw Tosas. Just gotta find it in the Makaris if I have it handy. Yeah, okay. Yeah, the Tosas is in Lamed Hand Bay, it's source 29. If you want to look on your sheets, okay, it's Mikan somchu ato the ayin now lecho pasha l'kohem came and shalom pasha l'isur b'chol Yisrael, right? In the days of the Tosas, and they weren't worried about the city or in the field or the Jewish bread available, not Jewish bread available. Okay, that there was exerish enetiv yachalam, but it was never took. Okay, so there's that opinion now again, which is the other extreme of the what we seem to the Rama may hold, that they never lifted it all together. The only Rama only noted that Yesh Mekomot, some place they were making about it. But in principle, the Rama seems to hold that Pasakum, like I said in the passage that I forgot to print in the Halacha Tes, he simply lumps Pasakum together. We don't have these heterim by Bishalakum. We don't say by Bishalakum, Bishalakum's mutter if there's no cooked Jewish food available. We don't say by Stam Yenam it's mutter if there's no other one of it. We don't say that. So the Rambam lumps them together. So it could be he says in principle he doesn't think it was lifted at all. The only thing is he acknowledges the Yesh Mekomos. And even there, according to the text that we have, he's pretty machmir. Yesh Mekomos, and there's no Pas Yisrael, and it's out in the boondock someplace. Again, the first Ikam Adam in the Ran, that comes out according to the Rambam, it's not such a big cooler to begin with. But and then you have the middle positions. Then you have the middle positions that no, if it's pas palter, it's okay. Okay. But on the other hand, maybe pas palter is only okay if either only in a field or only if there's no pas yisrael available. So there you have the shitas. Okay. I hope I didn't confuse everybody, but that kind of outlines everything. Just to move on, look in 37, the Mordechai quotes Rabbeinu Shmaya. Another opinion. Look at this. This is in Remez Tuf Lamed Perak Ein Mamidim. There in Abu Dazar Lamed Hayar Beis. Look at 37. Okay, the Mordechai quotes Rabbeinu Shmaria. Hanimil Leka Palti Yisrael V'chein Motzosi Shehita Rabbeinu Shmaria Pas Shalom Ekochavim L'misha Holech B'Derech. A traveler. Okay, somebody who's traveling. That's like being out in the field. Okay, he's traveling someplace, so he's allowed. That's allowed. And his raya is v'od hevi raya mehod etnan machinus aneim demai v'esach sanya demai afo b'yishesh isu darabonon. Okay, what is demai? What is demai? So demai is produce from which I don't know. We know truma was taken. Everybody took truma because to eat something tevel, which was not Truma's semisis, weren't taken from the Truma, wasn't Truma Gadol, wasn't taken. That's an Isser, it's a high-level Isser, it's a capital offense, right? Well, that was not Bezim, but it's a Chiv Karis, right? The person who's a not Kohen, who eats a produce from which Truma wasn't separated, so that's everybody took Truma. But when it came to Miser, strictly speaking, you're allowed to eat it before you took the Miser, so people weren't as careful. So now I have this whole pile of produce called Demai. Demai means, I don't know whether it was taken out. Like some say Demai comes with dot Mai. What is this? Right? That's Demai. What is this? Okay, Demai. There's a Masechta called Demai in the Seder Zohar. We don't have, we have Mishayas. The Bible, there's no Talmud Bible, no Gemara. There is Yerushalmi, Masechta Demai. So the Mishnah says, I printed it down below in 38, Paragimel Mishnah Aleph. Machilin es haniyim Demai v'esachsanya Demai. Since there's definitely no Isser Karis involved, and it might have been, it's a Suffolk, the Mai is a Suffolk, right? They take Truman some Isser or not. So you're not supposed to eat from it until you do, but, Machilin, you can give it to the poor. Guys got nothing to eat. So you give it to the poor. V'esachsanya Demai. What's achsanya? So the Rambam in the Parish HaMishnah, there in Demai, Paragimel Mishnah Aleph, 39, achsanya heim ha'orchim. Hema Archim, guests. You have unexpected company. You have some things. Demai, we're not sure you can give it to them. But also Zos, said the Rambam, also Zos, Lerov, Chashivos, Hachson, B'Toroseno. Importance of Archim. To make it easy to have guests. You know what? I have this whole pile of pros. I don't know what I'm going to do with it. It's Demai. I'm not supposed to eat it. Drabonim. It's only this Drabonim. So therefore, for Hachnosis Archim purposes or for Tzedakah purposes, they were lenient because it's not really an Isser Chilu. It's a Suffolk. Right? Anyway, so says the Mordechai, what's it got to do with us? So it's a nice thing to know about Demai. By the way, if you look in 40, the Bar Tanura, there in the Mishnah of Demai, Paragimel Mishnah Aleph, is a different take. He says, Achsanya Chel Shel Melech Yisrael. Soldiers, you know, soldiers marched through towns, they had to eat something. But it was never a jolly experience for anybody, anyone, and not talking about Jews in general, but when soldiers marched into town, it was bad news because you had to feed them. What's in America? I don't know, America, what's it, quartering, I think it's called? You know what I'm talking about? That the soldiers can be stationed in your house. Anyone know? No history majors or history buffs here. I think it's called quartering. That you could bring soldiers in, and they, right, quartering, no? The soldiers can sleep in your house and so on. So when soldiers come to town, it's not usually good news for the residents of the town. Because they're hungry, they need to eat. And, you know, you got to feed them. Anyway, so you can give the Demai to them. Okay? But anyway, what the Mordechai said here, back in our sugya now, in Avodah back in 37, he said, this is a darbonim, but we're mekel. So he says, we're also mekel on guests and traveling that they can also eat pas akum. Okay? Yeah, and then he quotes also that whole Yerushalmi. At the end, he quotes that we eat pas palter. Okay, that we do eat pas palter. All right, so that's the Mordechai. Good. One other Rishon before you see the Sons of Shonar, the Rush. There in Avodah Zarah, Perek Beis, Simon Chav Zion, 41. The Rosh says, "Midakamah Talmud." You know, basically, just summarize the whole sugya. He quotes Rabbi Yochanan and Michalbo, and he mentioned another point. He mentioned another point. Said that the old Raya. Look at the six lines down. He quotes that whole story of the Psimloi and the Yehuda Nesia. The Psimloi wanted to be Mater Pas Akum, and the Yehuda Nesia sounds like in principle he's willing to. He just didn't want to get the reputation that he's making on everything. I thought it'd be bad news from a chinuch perspective. Then it says the old Raya should cost malachos ben bnei Eretz Yisrael ben bnei Bavel. Notes him kisim tochatana bnei Yisrael over kisim zem malam amorid. You know, kisei means like to throw a piece of wood in. Remember, we said earlier that if a Jew participates in the process, then it's not pasakum. Right? The Jew stokes the coals, he puts in fire and so on. And the Bnei Yisrael didn't like that. But he says, elamokom sheis anebo shoshu yomim pasho v'kav mutter. The person couldn't eat for 3 days, there's no bread available. So then, there's no bread available for 3 days, so then it's mutter, nechai and efesh. Uberov mekovos pizureinu, says the Rosh. In most of the places where we're exiled to, ain palter Yisrael matzoi. Now I don't know; it's maybe someone's done a historical. So I don't know. It sounds like there were a lot of bakers who were not Jewish. I don't know. There were guilds of Jews. You know, Jews were not allowed to engage in some places in the Middle Ages. Jews were not allowed to engage in certain activities. I don't know. Baking was one of them. Maybe it was. Okay. But a lot of times Jews had to buy, baked goods and stuff from a non-Jew, and it's all these dinim. But anyway, so they said the fact that it's not available, that's like you fasted for 3 days. Okay, let's look on the Shulchan Aruch finally. Okay, yep. Shulchan Aruch is here in Simkuf Yud Beis, Sif Beis. Yesh Mekomos, it's the language of the Rambam. Yesh Mekomos, Bedover. Shemekilim Bedover, the Lokim Pas Menachtam or Kochavim, the Mokom She'ein Sham Nachtam Yisrael, Bipnei Shehi Shas Adchak. It's interesting. The Mechaber over here, seems to say, does not apparently even though the Beis Yosef quotes Rambam differently, this seems to be like the way the Ram learned the Rambam. No, the Rambam only, was only concerned with, is there a baker of Jews around or not, a Jewish baker or not. Or not. And that's how Shulchan Aruch says, Yesh Mekomos, okay, Shemekilin, Badover, Velokin, Pas, Menachtim, Rekomim, B'makom, Shein, Shem, Nachtim, Yisrael, B'meish, Yishas, Avchak. And he does not mention, he doesn't mention a chilek between the field and the city. Okay. Maybe because, it's hard to say. I mean, I'm just pointing out, I mentioned, if you take a look, I forgot, I was not on the computer, that's why. The Be'er HaGola on the side, he says that the Mechaber is passing like the Rashba and the Ran. I'm not sure that's true, because the Rashba and the Ran also made a chilek between the field and the city. So the Rambam doesn't quote, the Mechaber doesn't quote it. Unless he doesn't quote it because it wasn't Sonogea. I mean, the rural areas, it wasn't maybe Sonogea. I don't know. Okay, but it sounds more like that Rambam, the way he learned it. Okay, but then the Ramah says, V'yesh Omrim, the parenthesis, that Philip Makom Shapas Yisrael Motzui Shori. There are those who say that's like that Tosis. Okay, and then the Mordechai and others said, even if Pas shows around, it's Mutter. Okay, Pas Palta is Mutter no matter what, whether even there's a Jewish baker around. Pas Palta is Mutter anyhow. Avo Pas Shabalabatim. But if it's baked individually, then ain sham mishamor bal hakel. Then nobody's makel. Sheikar gzer mishum chasas. That's exactly where the gzer chasas would take over. Okay, when you're in the non-Jew's house and so on. V'miyocho pas balabat. If you're going to eat their food, you'll come next time. He'll send you over a little piece of thing from his barbecue. Next time he'll come to the barbecue, right? Then it's a problem. Then the Ramo adds, "V'lo mikri pas balabayis elimasul ibnei beso." It's not called pas balabayis unless he made it for his household. Aso limkor. Once it's made for manufacture, for selling, then it's called mikri palta. It doesn't have to be a professional baker, but he's selling it. Then it's mutar alf b'shein darko b'ka. B'chein palta she'oso la'atzmo. Same thing. Let's say the guy's a baker, but he baked it for himself in his house. That's not called pas palta just because the guy by profession happens to be a baker. Okay, and he wears a white hat like a chef or something like that. That doesn't make him a papas. It matters what your intention was with the food. And the Rambam, simply telling us that if the palta was baking for his own household in his kitchen, so that's not called pas palta just because the guy happens to be a baker. And that is what the intent was. Okay, now so that's the ruling. That is the ruling in the Shulchan Aruch. Now,
Rebbe, question?
Yeah.
Why don't we say that you should just make the bread yourself? Like, we're not makel about this for Stam Yinam or for Bishalakum. Why for bread are we like, okay, you don't have to make it yourself?
Again, it seems that this whole hat is because bread was such a staple. Not everybody could bake bread, and I don't want to have the raw materials. And maybe, let's remember, you didn't have indoor ovens. Okay, not everybody had easy, accessible baking ovens and so on. And bread was such an important thing that they had to extend coolers. I think that's what you have to say. You know, for us, you're right, either bake your bread in your own oven in your kitchen. But everyone had an oven. There were public ovens and so on, like we discussed on other occasions. I think that's the idea, that it wasn't practical for many people, I think.
But if people didn't make it themselves, then why is there such a strong sentiment of making sure it's not homemade bread? Meaning the fact that everyone's stressing.
Right, the guy also didn't make it for himself. And maybe it's a good question, but maybe that's what the Ramah is saying, that if the palta was baking it for his family, let's say at the end of the day, after he baked all his bread for commercial purposes, he baked a loaf for his family, right? So that would be called pas balabais. Maybe that was the idea. Taka wasn't doing it at home, but it's an interesting question. I'm not sure. Okay, but I think that's the general idea. Okay, So those are the shitas. Not to the mechaber paskins. That it has to be pas palter, and it has to be that Jewish baker is available. If you look in the Shach in Sukkotam Ches, so Shach said, "But Mordechai kosev atam luvisha osan mekomos and ogeh hetra hanem mishum shalom espash isur b'shalom komit chilas agzera." Okay, there was some place where it never caught on. Okay, and by the look, what he says, "Ulfizem mashman afilu pasha balabatam mutter." According to that view, even though we saw before, some said nobody allows Pasha Balabatim, the Shach says, wait a second, okay, quoting that Mordechai, according to those who said that Gzera never applied, it was revoked, in the sense that it just wound up that way, maybe like the Rishalmi seems to say, imamu, some gimgum. There was some sort of a, you know, they ended up being mati, even though it wasn't the full intent, but it ended up that way because people couldn't accept the gzera. So then even bas mal batar is mutter. Tolon is pasha klal, isur pasha al kochombo, some komos. Okay? And so, v'chein muchach od morachai sham, v'afal gav v'shtalmi perik en mamidim, Oser pasha balabatim, v'chein tzovim yesh poskim, ha'inu nami asu pata v'chom, v'dika pasha. Ha'inu mishin tzvili, this pasha t'is v'chol ha'makomos. Okay? The svara that we are our machmer to require paspalter and never allow pasha balabayas, we're assuming that it did extend. Okay? And what the he's asking, okay, the Shach is asking a very simple question. If lo nispashet, really against that Mordechai, really. If lo nispashet to Isser, so what's the problem with Balabayas, with Pasho Balabayas? Okay? Why not Pasho Balabayas? Why only Pas Palter? Okay? That's what the Shach is getting at. Yeah. So you can say, you're the kasha, you're what the shachs are getting at, right? In other words, if it's lo nispasha to Isser, so what's the problem? Okay. So basically what he seems to answer, and what the others answer also, the printed pre chodesh, okay, spells out a little more clearly, but I think that's what the shachs driving at also, is that, well, no, part of the gzeir was accepted. It wasn't that pas akum was not accepted altogether. Pas akum was not accepted insofar as pas palta is concerned, but the other, you know, it's like two separate things, okay? Look at the pre-chodesh, we'll come back to Gemara in a second. Look at the pre-chodesh in Sukkot Neches there, in 45. He says, the yesh omrim, right, that's the Ramah, that even if there's pas Yisrael, it's mutter. Hatam lefisha isur pasagom lo mishplo pasher isur b'chol Yisrael. U'makom makomo shenagu b'heter v'shol shishpate sham isuro. Mikom makom af lefizeh mashar pasher balabayim osur b'osur makomos. But balabayim, no, why not? The time of mine is pasher sham heter mishum davik zeresh en roba tzibi acholamam abo. But zeh shayach b'pasher palter. A pasher balabayim mikom makom no Yisuro. Okay? So basically he's... you know, the Pichorish is basically saying that part of the Xer was accepted, part of the Xer wasn't accepted, in effect. Okay, you know, one caught on, one didn't. Pas Palter was subject to, you know, the acceptance, and then Pas Balabayas, everybody accepted. It's more or less how the Shach says it also. The Gon simply says, well, we don't Paskin like this Mordechai. Okay, the Gon in Sukkot and Zion. Okay, quotes the Mordechai, but... the Gaon simply said, well, we don't paskin that way. That's what the Mechaber says. We're not accepting that Mordechai. There is a din of pasakum. Okay, they repealed only the Isser only when it's not available, right? But Mokum Shemot, look at the language of the Gra. That's the Bir Gra in Zion, right? He says that Yesh Omrim. The Mordechai says Anu Shenogim Hetem Mekom Shalom Poshut. The Isser didn't spread, it didn't catch on, so therefore it's mutter. But according to Yushalmi, it's mutter even if there's Jewish bread available, because Mokon Shapas Yisrael that's available, then the Tirua. In other words, they limited it. That's a question. Is the Paspalta accepted totally? Maybe only when there's no Pasol available. Yeah, okay. Just look at more later poskims. They're really fine. Look at 46 and 47, the Chokmas Adam. Okay. Different shitas, right? Different practice in different communities, really, with Pasakum. It's very interesting, just if I can interrupt myself for just one moment. You know, the whole area is a very fascinating area because there's so many different approaches to this day. Right, some people are nizer and pas Yisrael. Like a lot of times, you look on the on a bag, it says pas Yisrael or not. Right, you ever seen that today? A lot of times it says. There are many people who are very stringent about it to this day, and other people are very lenient about it to this day. So it's a little unusual. I'm not that we don't have a wide range of opinion on the areas also, but it appears that this wide range of opinion, as we saw, went back to the Gemara already. the Gemara, you have the Chalav of Yochanan, you have the days of the Gemara already, there were different practices. To the point there was some doubt. Was it repealed? Was it not repealed? Partially repealed under certain circumstances? I'm just saying, it's very interesting. I think a very stam and interesting area. So if you look in the Chochmas Adam, Shar Isav Heter called Samach Hay, Siv Bay, 46. Kishagazu Chazal Gzeir Zushal Pas, Lo Nispashe B'chom Mekom Shom Ne'ad Chak, Shechai Adam Tolibo. It just wasn't widespread because people needed bread. Lachain, he says, Yesh Mekom Shema Kinelik Nasvi Palta Shogayim Mekom Shein Palta Yisrael, Dein Kira Das Kol Kach, Shosek Bum Noso, Mekain Sosan Achaber, But Yesh Mekilin, he says, someone makel liknos mi palta afu pishe yeshkan pasis ol motzi. That's the Ramah based on Tosfos and so on. Okay, abal kol bal nefesh royally zar came shish pasis ol motzi imlo she yofa mishli yisrael. That throws something else in. What if there is Jewish bread available? It's really in the shach. It's a gotten test. But what if there is? We'll see in a second. It's a gotten test down to 48. What if there is Pas Yisrael available, but the Pas Sakum tastes better. It's a higher quality bread. Okay, let's just say, you know, yeah, there is Pas Sakum. How does that fit into the mix? Will that qualify that there's no Pas Yisrael available? Because after all, the same quality is taka not available. Or do we not care? No, there's bread. Bread is bread. You'll have to a little bit of cheaper quality bread, right? So that's what the Chochmas Adam says. Bal Nefesh, Royally Zar came to Pasal Matsu in Lo She Yofa Mishal Yisrael. Okay, and again, this is only Pas Palter, and Pas Balabais is also and so on. But the Aruch HaShulchan, but you know, it's basically Chochmas Sodom is leans to be Makel, right? And it says at least the quality is better. And I quote the Ramah, you can be Makel if there's no even if there is a Pas Yisrael available. So the Aruch HaShulchan, Sif Yud Zayin, writes 47. Hine Rabbeinu Ramah, Kosav, Sif Beis, and so on. Zeh Lashon, he quotes Ramah. Okay. Yeah. Bezeu Kula Yosef Gdola. Tamash Rafilu Kishu Pasol Eina Garoa Mipiton. He seems to be saying, even if the Pasol is of poor quality, okay, even if the Pasol is of poor quality, it's still Mutter. It's Mutter then. And he quotes the Shach, the Bichadish, and so on. So now that we didn't accept and so on. So just look at the end of the Aruch HaShulchan. He writes, "V'hine b'bedina seinu kulam zehirim tamid b'zeh b'chol hashana b'chol inyan." So at least where the Aruch HaShulchan lived in Navaradok and surrounding areas, apparently they were very machmer on this. I'm just showing you the different chumers and different communities. The Chachmas Adam was in Vilna. The Chayyim lived in Vilna. So source 46, he said that people are makel. The Aruch HaShulchan lived in the Varadok, and the people weren't makel. They've been the Seinu Kulam Zehirim Tamid Bezeh B'chol Hashon B'chol Inyan. U'makomus HaRachokim Sheyisrael Mu'atim out in this funny places where there's a handful of Jews. Ain't Palta Yisrael, none of the baker. Then Ochlin Palta, and then we'll eat Pas Palta again, but not Pas Balabayas, unless the guy, Mami's not there, he's starving to death. Okay, but that's the Aruch HaShulchan. The other thing the Shach mentions, we'll move to finish, let's look at 48. The Shach in Sivkot and Tess. Okay. So he says the two things. I want to look at the second thing first. Miu Nire, the Yesh Li Zor Af B'Kolimos HaShana, the second half of the Shach. Okay, so we think, like the Chayyim says, Likach Pasha V'Kom in a Palter, Hecha Yesh Palter Yisrael. We think it should be Machmir, regardless of you know what went behind it in your community and whether it's pas, you know, whichever way he said, at the end of the day, he says it's against the Ramah, really, or amplifying the Ramah. He says that even Ashkenazim, despite the ruling of the Ramah, who said that there are some people in Mekel, even if there's pas available, he thinks it's a bad idea. All right, he's against it. He said, even Ashkenazim in Machwa, if pas is available. Okay, and that's the Shach Lashitoso. Again, we saw previously, he didn't agree with the Ramah. Okay. Although that's not the meaning today, okay? I mean, the truth of today is not the meaning, except well, it depends where. Look at Aruch HaShulchan, says it was the meaning in Navarro. So he builds on Ashach, okay? And, but then, Imlo Shapas V'chom Yofa Yoser, unless his food is better. Then they weren't Mekel, okay? So that's the second half of the Shach. The first half of the Shach introduces the last thing I want to mention for today, and B'ez Hashem, tomorrow I'll go back to the Simon. By the way, everything I'm doing yesterday and today, these are the foundations. Really, the whole rest of the siman are just additional cases, you know, additional permutations, you know. What if, I'm just going to give a preview of coming attractions, okay? What if the palter invited the Jew to specifically to come to his house? What if originally there was no Jewish palter and then the Jewish baker moved into town? Now what? Okay, we just discussed. What if the stuff is better? What if it's glazed? Can they put some other types of the little bishul akum problem? Okay, you know. So the whole rest of the siman. I mean, it's, I want to try maybe to do the whole siman tomorrow if we can, because I'm not going to go through every single point. But it's really just permutations, you know, on these basic kolim that we mentioned today. Okay, so keep that in mind. Let's just finish up with the following. The Shach mentions in the second line of tests, he says, or first line, really, Miu kosmetos chatos from b'shem poskim, to be yud yemei tshuva yeish li zar b'pash alov de kochavim. The Shach here tells us that in aseres yemei tshuva, it's a good idea to be machmer and on pas, you know, not eat pas akum, but only to eat pas, even pas palter not to eat, but to eat only pas Yisrael. Okay, you've probably heard that chumar, right? I mean, that's a chumar of aseres yemei tshuva. There are certain things elsewhere that we try to be more nizer in the time of aseres yemei tshuva than the rest of the year. It's not a matter of tricking HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He knows we're going to go right back to other practices afterwards. But basically to be mizaris yourself and to be more machmir this time of year. So many people have certain chumar. Some people only drink Kol Yisrael during the aseres yemei tshuva. Well, we're more careful on Yoshan. It's not such an issue then, but maybe it is. You know, those kinds of things have extra chumar, is not to daven, you know, before the Zman, and so on, you know, at night, wait till Tzitzchom, different things that people are machmer on. So the Shach, this is the main one that appears, that the Aseret Semei Tshuva, Yesh Li Zohar B'Pash Lovei Kochavim. Where does that come from? Where does that come from? There should be more machmer on the Aseret Semei Tshuva. So as Yerushalmi in Shabbos, Perek Alav Alach Gimel, 49. Ruchi Aruba, Mavkid L'Rav, In At Yochol Mechol, Kol Shata Chulin B'Tahar Echol. If you can, okay, if you can, you should eat even chulin when you're tahor. Be mitar yourself before eating anything. All right, Rashi, the Korbanita says, 50, imata yochol lechol chulin mitar kol shana chol. Do it. Okay, even try and be tahor to eat even chulin. You don't have to be. You love te ochol shiva yomin min shata. Otherwise, at least 7 days. 7 days out of the year. Okay, what are the 7 days? So the Korban Eda, there in verse 50, Devasu Imlav, and the Pneumosh, again, all this is Shabbos, Parak Aleph, Halacha Gimel Yerushalmi. Pneumosh 51, Devasu Shiva Yomim, they both say, Hein Ayomim, Shabbain, Rosh Hashanah, and Kippurim. It's the 7 days of Aseret Yemei Tshuva that are in between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Okay? And this is quoted by Halacha. The Pesukim quoted the Ran in Rosh Hashanah. Daf Yud Beis Mebeis in the pages of the Riv, 52. Garcin Yerushalmi quotes his Yerushalmi, and he writes in the second line, "Umikan Samchu." He calls it Ktsas Bnei Adam Lechol Shalol Lechol Paschal Palter Akum Asari Yom Shem Rosh Hashanah Kippur. Not to rely on the cool of Pas Palter during the Aseres Yemei Tshuva. Those are the 7 days. The Rosh also in Rosh Hashanah Perek Dalad. I didn't write that one halacha, so I don't remember now. Okay, but the Rosh also writes, okay, that people have that chumrah, and it appears in Shulchan Aruch. In Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, Orachaim, Simen Tov, Reish Gimel, Sif Aleph, Af Misha Eno Nizar, Mipashal Kusim, Baseret Yemei Tshuva, Tzarech Lizor. Even someone who's not always Nizar, and Aseret Yemei Tshuva, it's a good idea to be more machler. And then again, that said, it's taken on. You know, that has caught on. I think many people attack machler and Aseret Yemei Tshuva. You know, again, based on this Yerushalmi. Okay, the Yerushalmi wasn't talking about Pas. Rishon wasn't talking about paspal. Rishon was talking about stam eating chulin matar. Even, you know, make sure that even when you eat the chulin, is you should be tar and the food should be tar. Okay, at least for 7 days of the year. So that's around the rush there. Okay, and many others say that's the mocker. The Mishnah Brua there in Sivkot and Aleph and Sim Tov Reish Gimel Nichos Rosh Hashanah. The chumah is all the way. In other words, because in the Shulchan Aruch it just said you should be machmer on pasakum. And those people are lenient all year long, even to eat pasuk b'ala bayis, like we said some people were. And then they should be machmer, but the Mishnah Berurah adds even someone who never does that, he only eats pas palter from a goy, still you should be machmer on that as well. Then discuss what to do for your case. If you can't bake for yourself, so try and play a role, throw some fire in something like that. Okay, the Aruch HaShulchan, the wonder is just on a technicality. We'll finish up, and again, it's all in some tough phrase, you know. And Sefalim, what do you mean the 7 days between Rosh Yom Kippur? Rosh Yom Kippur, I thought they're 10 days. Right, so he says, "V'chosav is in Sif Aleph of the Aruch HaShulchan in some tough phrase Gimel. Chosav Rav Yoach, Kibalti Elohim Zayin Yom Shmei Roshim Kumer. Recording Zayin Yomim. Why? V'vishur Shoshana Belavach Yachol B'Tara. The Chayav Atzmal the Tara Meregel. On Rosh Hashanah would not have a problem. Rosh Hashanah itself, when a person of course eats B'Tara because it's supposed to be Tara when it's Yontif anyway. All right, so." All right, and
Rebbe,
yeah.
Also, the Ran at the end of 52 says that everyone bakes fresh for Yontif.
Yontif, yeah, that's another one. Right, I forgot that. Yeah, because Rosh Hashanah you have, right? Rosh Hashanah food you have, so it's really only the 7 days. And then it ends up. I saw somebody. I don't know if I printed or not. Somebody said, well, it ends up only being 6 days because there's also Shabbos in the mix. Saw that somewhere. I read it printed. Anyway, it should only be 6 days. Just a moment. All right, whatever. So I thought someone mentioned that it's only 6 days. All right. The Magen Avraham. Yeah, the Magen Avraham, Reish Mem Beis. Okay, and Sivkot and Dalet. There it is. Because hello, Tessam Haim, right? It's not 10 days because Kippur you're not eating anyhow. Okay, you're not eating paspalt, not eating anything. Okay, but the 9 days. And by the way, based on that, many people are machmer not to eat. Many people are machmer to eat only pas Yisrael, not only during a Shemitah, but on Shabbos, on Yontif. And some people eat fry off his bread or whatever it is all week long, but on Shabbos and Yontov they'll be makel. Okay, I know that some people machmer. We'll talk about this hopefully tomorrow. But cookies, which can also certain types of cookies can also be under pas under the pasakum problem. So some we always in my shul make sure to buy also some cookies that are pas Yisrael because some people will not eat pas pasakum even if it's a palter on Shabbos. The machmer on Shabbos. Yeah. Okay. All right. I think we'll stop over here. I think we got this down. Believe that tomorrow, I'll get to Marma Comas later. Tomorrow we'll go Vaita and Sim, and maybe we can cover the whole Sim and go through it pretty quickly. I think we got the basic soda down. Okay. So we'll stop over here. I want you to have a great day. Okay.